Hi, I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649.
And action.
So this is our last episode of the season.
Aww.
I know, bittersweet. Like, yeah. We did it. We did it.
We finished
the entire season. Of just the two of us in these four walls chatting shit up. Like, I'm loving this. It's our day to, it's what we do anyway, but we get to share it with people. So I'm super excited about that. I wanted to, just kind of take this episode and maybe just talk through what we've learned, just some things that have gone on in our lives that maybe we haven't touched on so far, and just kind of make this a free for all, just chat about whatever comes to mind. You know, sometimes we try to, well, not sometimes, but we'll get a topic and then we keep it from each other what we're going to say. And then we just come in and surprise one another with our bullshit. But I'm kind of sort of thinking this time, if we just go in and just literally just go in. But I also want to take this opportunity just to invite people to kind of join into the conversation. Tell us what you think. Ask questions. Give us topics that you want to hear about. I promise you, anything you throw at us, we will find a way to talk about it. Like, there's no question about that. Even if it's something we haven't done, we can talk about any and everything. So just please comment, share, like, subscribe.
Follow all that stuff.
We want to keep doing these for all of you, so we want to have some engagement and chat it up.
Because we still need people to do that adult kickball. We talked about this.
Nobody has commented.
I know.
No one has even thrown out a girl. I'm talking sponsors and the whole shit.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do it.
Yeah, we're still going to do that. But okay, so in the vein of lessons learned, I have to say that first of all, this has not been easy, I guess, because I didn't really think it through, like what it would take. Because people jump out and do stuff all the time. It's like, well, it make it look easy. Mm-hmm. It is not. It's not just sitting around talking, because we enjoy doing that. We've been doing that forever.
Right.
But the concept of putting it together, like you said, coming up with a topic that we think will be entertaining for people and coming together and doing it, that's work.
That requires a little bit of travel.
Yeah, dedication.
That requires time.
But I also noticed too, I talk really fast sometimes.
When we get excited, we
do. Right, and sometimes I miss, when I go back and listen, it's like, did they really even get what I said? Because I got so excited and said it so fast.
Yeah.
So I want people to be able to enjoy what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So I have to be mindful to slow down and enunciate the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Speaking of, do you know there's another Rush Hour 4 is coming out?
No, I can't keep up with everything.
Yeah, there's a Rush Hour 4.
I
was going to stop watching previews, because the previews tell the whole freaking
movie
by the time you watch the movie.
Well, there's another Matrix coming out. Another X.
X-Men?
Nope. Oh my gosh, it's just Equalizer. Sorry to eat.
I'm here for that.
Yeah, because mine has left the TV on some, I guess it's preview channel. I had no idea, but it's a whole bunch of stuff starting to, they're going to be doing some remakes. I can't speak. Expendables.
I'm here for that too. The more just unrelenting, inexcusable, unexplainable violence there is, I'm here
for it.
But I completely sidetracked you. You were making a very good point, and I threw you, and I'm sorry, but you were making a very good point about what you're saying and people being able to understand. It took me, because do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Okay, that's how we get there.
Yeah, that's how.
Oh, I got that squirrel brain.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Same.
That's what I've been working on. But right, and to be clear, because you want people to understand so that they can enjoy what you're saying.
Yeah.
And also, like, the titles, the topics, it has to be something that's going to make people want to listen.
Yeah.
And that's, again, something I didn't think about. Just throwing stuff out there sounds good to me. But there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes to make something as good as you want it to be.
Right. Agreed. And I would be this, and the reason I'm always like, oh, tell me what you think, or tell, because I do want to keep the content related to what people want to hear. It's different. We can talk about our shit all day and be thoroughly entertained.
Yes.
But I would like to, you know, I'd like to kind of chat about the things that you all want to hear about. Now, I say that to say, if you don't tell me what you want to hear, you just going to take this shit.
You're going to hear what I got to say. You're just going to hear what I, yes.
You're going to take all of this. That part I know.
It would behoove you to let me know what you want to
what
hear.
What you
want to
hear.
Because I'm going to keep talking anyway.
Fo-sheezy, my niecey. So since we're doing the lessons learned, I'm going to piggyback on the podcast. Or actually, I should say, just continue that conversation, because I didn't realize there was so much work that went into the back end. Mm-hmm. Not only what we do sitting here, but there's work on the back end. There's production and editing, and there's stuff that goes along with this. Like, I thought when we first talked about this, this is all I pictured.
Yes, this right here. Talking and chatting it up, and boom, it's the thing.
Yep. It's like, let me tell you. Still on the same lines, what do you foresee for next season? Because I have a couple of things that I would love to do. Where are your thoughts?
Definitely video.
Okay.
You are freaking hilarious. Like, we're not even going to talk about what was
legs
going on
during
the episode. We're talking about gynecologists and what's the other one in the back door doctor? The
proctologist.
Tell you all that. You don't, mm-hmm. That's more for the OnlyFans.
Speaking of OnlyFans, we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, so definitely video. And I also like to have guests every now and again come
love
in and
it.
Join the conversation. Because there's a few people that we talk to, and we talk like you and I talk.
Yeah.
They're freaking hilarious. As a matter of fact, I got a call and got chewed out for not having somebody on the podcast. I was like, but we don't have guests.
Right. Like, it's Lakeisha and Natalie.
Right. But they were adamant. Like, I got some stuff I can add. I was like, okay. So, yes, we will definitely have guests.
Don't come in here and try to stay.
Right.
A
guest
is someone who comes, says what they say, and then they leave. Don't try to be in here every time we record.
Right. Because there's not room for a third picture on the thing.
Right.
It's not.
I would love to do a live show.
Oh
my gosh, I would love to do a live show. I would love to be on video and do a live show.
Oh,
like set the time, just like you
would
for a television program. See how many people would actually tune in, and then do that every so often. I would like to have guests call in live. I would like to do a legit live show.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of that.
That would be so much
fun. Oh, we're going to do that. We're going to do that.
Yes, we're going to do that. If we can get... Now, this is where you all come in. If we can get enough people who will actually watch us do a live episode, we can promise that for the next season.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. We're going to do it anyway. Somebody will be there. Somebody will show up.
Yeah.
My mom.
Even if it's just
my
family.
Daughter,
right?
My cousin.
Right. I'm going to get my niece and my sister and my brother.
The niece and the nephew.
If you hear a dog barking in the back, it's because we got the pets.
That's right.
But I think I would love that.
Oh my
god. A live episode on video.
Yes.
Not just recorded.
Yes.
On video.
Done.
Yeah. All right. Noted. What kind of guests are you looking for next season?
Funny.
Yeah.
I
want our kids.
Oh,
I think
you
it's
did
imperative
say
that
yeah.
we have our kids on, because we always talk about them, number one. And for me to get permission from my daughter, for her to come in here and record, I don't think you understand. That's major. Like, my daughter is legit like, I'm not doing that. Oh, my gosh. And all of a sudden, she was like, fine.
I don't know.
So,
sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
But that made me think when you said our kids, because, you know, I got two sets of.
Right.
Because my kid is 30-something. I told her the other day, she's 30. My daughter's 30-something. She's like, she's 25.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
She's 30-something. But I also have the youth.
Mm-hmm.
You in my house that's a teenager like yours.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so that would be too different.
I would love, even if we had the generations, so you, your daughter, and our daughters.
Yeah.
That's three. So we talk about what we grew up in your oldest gets to talk about, oh, well, this is how it was different for me. And then they talk about, and if you really want to get jiggy with it, we can get my youngest in here and have those age, those step downs. I think it would be somewhat chaotic, but fun.
So many people, yeah.
But fun. That it would be hot as hell in here. Oh my gosh. All that air, black air just.
That's another thing we have to talk about is our location.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking at a location that's conducive
right.
to video.
Yeah.
And then space-wise.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's some things.
So in our off-season, we definitely have some things to play around with. Dang it. I had it right on the tip of my tongue. We're talking about guests.
Tip of your tongue. Let me see. Is it there? I don't see it. No, I don't see it.
Oh, you know what else I'd like to have? I know that we're always jokey joke and we always find a way to find a joke, but I wouldn't mind having people come in to talk about specific situations. Like I have a niece who lives in Harlem in New York, and she has her own blog about her condition. She's not dying. It's nothing like that. But it's something that women don't talk about. I would love to have her dial in or however, even if it's just for 15, 20 minutes, it gives her light, but it also gives other people a light and maybe answer some questions, because her condition took a long time for doctors to figure out.
Oh.
Yeah. Adenomyosis. She's going to kill me. But I would love to have my niece on for that. Yeah, or maybe even different professions.
Well, I guess that goes back to people telling us what they want to hear. Because it
might help.
Yeah, because we could find a laugh in some kind of way about some kind of.
Girl, there's a clothes hanger hanging behind you. I got 5 jokes right now to put on that clothes hanger. Like.
Well, even when I talked about
number one, why is it there? That's so random.
So I can swing around the pole.
No. Who's gonna clean the pole?
Not me. But like, even when I talked about my diagnosis, and you know, that's a very serious thing.
Absolutely.
But at the same token, I did still have that issue with the drug, because I didn't want to hear that, you know, if you are a loved one, like you develop a third eye. Right. Like, so it's serious. However, yeah, it did. Once I got past the shock of it.
Yeah.
You know, find a little humor here and there.
Yeah.
Here and there. So yeah, if people let us know what they want to hear about, we can make it worth your while.
Absolutely. We can.
What about a male?
Adenomyosis.
What is that?
I knew I'd get it. Exactly. Adenomyosis. It's a female issue that, you know, females have, but she's found different ways for treatments, things that work for her. But again, it's something that went undiagnosed for so long. She finally, after many doctors, and she was able to get somebody to, she can speak about it better than I can. I wouldn't dare
try to explain it. It's not that. Endometriosis.
Yeah, it's not endometriosis. It's adenomyosis.
Yeah, there's some rare things out there too that people, you know, like one instance, because when I first got my diagnosis, it was considered rare. It is not anymore.
My daughter's
diagnosis is still considered rare. So there's some things out there that people don't know, and that there's, you know, there's resources out there. So that's something we could bring to light as well. And I'd love to hear my daughter talk about her situation, because, you know, most of the time she's having good days. And then, you know, those are days we can kind of laugh sometimes, because she'll use that mess. I mean, in a laughing with, like, just with us, like, she doesn't like use it out in public, like, to try to get over on anybody. Yeah. But like, if I try to get her to do something, she's like, ma'am, you know, I can't.
You know, I can't.
Right. It's like, girl, please. But that's like, you know, because everybody's got good days.
Yeah.
You know, so we like to laugh about it when we can. But when we can't, she let us know. Shut that down.
Right.
We go shut that down right here and right now.
Not funny. All the smiles are going.
But yeah. So I was saying too, also a guest, like, what about a dude?
Listen, I want nothing more than to have some testosterone up in here, because I'd be curious to hear their point of view on some of the stuff we talk about. Especially like when we talk about love and, you know, I would love to have a married guy up here, but also a single guy. You know what I mean? They're going to have two totally different perspectives on kind of the where they are now. Maybe not so much as coming up, because I think anybody with a dick kind of sort of thinks the same way up until they meet the one. You know what I mean? I think they all have the same thought on their mind, conquer and destroy. But, you know, up until I think they find, quote unquote, the one. But yeah, I'd be interested. I would love to have a guy up in here. Mm. Yeah. What's your thought on it? You're looking like...
No, I definitely would. I think I might have the authorization before I... Yeah. I mean, I had my guy, but my guy would be in here. But no, definitely, yeah, because... Yeah, the male perspective, because we don't male bash,
we do
for
not.
Sure.
We do
like
not.
Even we talked about mental health, you know, we said, hey, guys too, yeah. You know, we try to include them, but you're right to have their perspective mm-hmm. on some of the things that we talk about.
Just things that men deal with that we don't. You know, when you think about everything that's going on with the police, granted, we're Black women and we're kind of sort of subject to some of that behavior, but nothing
not to the extent
compares
of a
to a
man.
Black male. Nothing compares to a Black male and what they must go through, mm-hmm. even just to leave the house.
Yeah. And even speaking on that, to say that I feel some kind of way, you know, I get afraid sometimes. Like when all that first started happening, yeah. I was like, oh, you know, my husband's Black, my nephew, yeah. you know, my brothers.
Yeah.
And I knew how I felt, but I'm not even that person.
Right.
So yes, to get their perspective mm-hmm. on something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think there are too many people on earth?
Absolutely.
Right. Me and my mom were kind of talking the other day, and I'm not even sure what made me think of that, but it literally just popped in my head. But we were talking about how, I don't know, certain people, that's the only way I can say that without
getting canceled.
Right. Certain people may not necessarily care about the elderly, Social Security, you know, just making it so they can live is becoming more and more difficult. I don't even know if by the time I'm ready to retire, if there'll be Social Security,
yeah.
even though I've paid into it my entire freaking life.
Mm-hmm.
But Social Security, Medicare, you know what I mean?
No, that's
we're not guaranteed any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I feel like low key, are y'all trying to get rid of all the old people? Because, you know, when you think about it, and I don't know how to say this without, like I said, getting canceled and people thinking this is the way I think, but
talk to me, baby. Converse with me now.
So, what's on your mind? Does life crack you up like it cracks us up? We want to hear about it.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
What purpose do they serve in society? You see what I'm like? They're not working. They're not. You see what I'm saying?
They're not still contributing.
This is
somebody might think that way.
Right. This is what I'm thinking that they're thinking. What do they contribute to society? They're more just
takers at this point.
Then right.
Right.
But in my opinion, they've worked their entire fucking lives. So yeah, like they're entitled to just be old.
Right. And they've got the experience that they can share. So I think they serve a purpose, but I do see what you're saying. That some people are like, yeah, why?
Yeah.
But I always think, first of all, yes, there are too many people. They're constantly building more apartments, wider roads. I'm team Thanos all the way.
Word up.
And hopefully I don't get dusted, but but I've always said, you know, I think that everybody should be responsible for replacing themselves, period.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need the extras.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't know. What is it? 17 and counting? I don't even know what it is. I mean, I don't think it's necessary.
Unbelievable. Like all that. Listen, if you're a parent of multiples, I whatever. At this point, I don't really give a fuck. Like, why? Why
but
do you have
children? That's my thing. Is like,
why do you have double digits?
Right. And also, I believe that you should have as many as you can comfortably provide for.
Right.
Now, granted,
don't
things
ask
can happen.
Me to,
right. Things yeah. can happen down the line. I understand that. But if you want to be, what is it, Octomom, and you can afford the few you had, then why try to have multiples?
Right.
But whatever, you know, whatever happens, happens. But I don't think you should go out and pursue repopulating the world on your own. It's
I feel like animals have litters.
Yeah, people shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, and who am I to say? I've got one. You know, I did my part.
I had zero. So yeah, I did. This is coming from people, two people. Right?
But you help pick up from the people who made extra. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, I did my one. I'm good. And
now
everybody
you're picking up for extra.
Well, yeah. So I mean, and I also tell people that if you, especially women. You know, because sometimes people guilt women if they don't want children. It's like, don't feel guilty. Mm-mm. Somebody already took up your share. You're good.
Yeah.
You don't let anybody guilt you into having kids.
I just had that conversation with somebody. They were younger and they were saying like, yeah, I don't want kids. And somebody else was like, oh my gosh, like, how do you not want kids? And I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Do not give her a hard time mm-hmm. about not wanting children. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with not wanting children. There could be many reasons for not wanting children. Whatever her reason is, it's hers.
Exactly.
And just because she has reproductive organs, it does not mean she has to reproduce.
Exactly.
Like, let that girl be.
Yes.
Like,
I tell her all the time, never let anybody guilt you into making a baby.
Yeah.
Because some things, they stuck around. You got to feed them and warm them and clothe them. It's like,
it's time for school shopping. And I'm like, I'm about to, remember that sticky pole we talked about?
Right, you might have to start cleaning it.
Girl, I'm about to start sliding on it. What are you talking about? Bum cleaning it. I need the tips. Like,
oh gosh.
You know, and the other thing, like with, you know, sending the girls to school back in the day, I used to go get the list and I would buy everything on that list. Mm-hmm. Negative ghostwriter. At this point, you go to school on day one with a notebook and a pencil and or pen.
Right.
Then you write down
what you really
in
need
each class.
What you really,
what you need and bring that home. Because I'm not spending 67. But I realize what they're doing. They're stocking the classroom.
Right. For the kids
now,
who don't have.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is my theory on that. I'll help any way I can, but don't try to fucking trick me into helping you.
Right.
Let me know.
Right.
Hey,
like what you
are there
need.
Any parents that are willing? I don't want any child to go without. So I'm going to try to help, especially when I know that I'm in a position where I can.
Yeah.
And you never know, my child might be that one at school that day who ran out of an eraser and needs to dip in the eraser pool or whatever the case may be. But I recognize that some people cannot take their children school shopping. So I'm going to try to help any way I can. I just don't like feeling like I'm tricked into it. You give me a $70 list when my kid needs
$30. Right. Yeah, I can't. I can't do all that. Yeah,
I
exactly.
Because
I stock up on like mittens.
Right.
Like at the end of the season, they'll have them really cheap at the counter at Joann's.
Oh,
mittens. I scoop them up. And then, because, you know, the girls used to be the ones that lost their stuff all the time.
Right.
So I just send them out there to school every now and again.
Yeah.
A little something.
Yeah.
A little something.
Yeah. I'm all for that. I want to help any way that I can. I just don't like feeling like I'm tricked into it.
I need to check and see, like, how do you find out if a kid, like, has lunch? They need lunch. But does everybody get free lunch now? Because I've heard these stories about kids getting, like, a bologna sandwich or something if they didn't have money in their thing. Is that something?
So that works with, all right. So free lunch is free lunch. Free lunch and reduced lunch. Now with reduced and free, free is free. Reduced means instead of paying the $3.50 per day, maybe they only pay $1 something per day. But you don't actually send your money with your kid with money anymore. There's a meal account that you have to put money on. So when the kid goes, they give their student number and it reduces. Now let's say, because I had instances where I'm like, oh shit, I forgot to put money on the, you know, on the thing. But I've had instances where I would forget to put, you know, money on the account. For the first couple of days, they'll feed your kid. Hmm. You get what you're gonna get, and then it'll show a negative balance and you make it up. But let's say you continue to not pay it. Ew. They will give your child a cheese sandwich or bologna or peanut butter and jelly. I never got to that point, but I know my children have told me other kids have. Yeah.
I want to look into that because you know me, I'm trying to volunteer where I do everything. But it's something little that I could do to help, you know, if I could send something out there every now and again.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like to, I like to help.
Why don't you ask if you can sponsor a kid?
Just really sponsor a whole kid?
I mean, for the school year. I mean, again, though, that if that kid needs to be sponsored, they should be getting free lunch.
Yeah, they should. So, but I think I'm going to reach out. I'm going to connect with the school and see what I can do. Because another thing, and I don't even know if we're on topic anymore, lessons learned, I guess, to help where I can, like you said. But I want to know, back in the day, these places
back
were called.
Back in the day when I was kidding. No, back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Go.
Okay, yeah. They used to be called orphanages. But that doesn't...
Don't you call them orphanages?
Right, but I don't know what it is. Because like a group, is it a group home? Because I'm not looking for the kids that are placed in foster care with a family. I'm trying to find the kids who are not. So, but I've realized I cannot be a foster parent. That is not my calling in life. But I would like to do something for those children. Like, you know, I don't know if there's somebody already doing birthday cakes because, you know, I like to bake.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like I said, the crafts that I make. And, you know, I could, you know, not an obligation like big brother, big sister. I'm spending right. all this time. But I would like to contribute to those children who don't have the regular family stability.
So I would say to get in touch with any caseworker. I'm sure any caseworker in Newport News would be able to direct you. You tell them that and they will find someplace for you to be. And I know what you're talking about, not the orphanages, not even the group homes, because group homes, they're in a housing setting, but you're talking about the kids who are just kind of in the,
in the system, but they're not.
I'm trying to think
housed
of the word.
In a family setting.
I know exactly.
Yeah. So what is the word when it's not an orphanage anymore?
Yeah. But I would say reach out
to a caseworker.
To the Department of Social Service or DCFS, Department of Children Family Services, and let them know what you'd like to do and tell them, I'm not interested in being a foster parent. That's not for me.
That is not.
But I want to know if there's something that I can do to contribute. They have the angel trees.
Yeah, I do
know. Christmas.
Even with we did 4-H and we wrapped gifts for the kids. And mm-hmm. I used to be part of Salvation Army. So, you know, we've done those types of things. And we do angel trees. I volunteer at a, I don't know what the facility is really called. It's not just a food bank, but the places like where people go to get money for utilities and stuff mm-hmm. like that. They have mm-hmm. a food bank there as well. But I go and once a week, I talk to people it's not really intake. But, you know, I talk to them and ask some questions to make sure they can qualify for the thing.
Right.
But so I do that already. And then I do some things with like 4-H with the kids. But I don't have a whole lot of money mm-hmm. and not too much more time. But mm-hmm. I still want to do, you know, in other areas I'd like to give. I like to give what I can, when I can.
When you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I was better at that. I envy you because I think about doing that stuff and then I don't. I think about it, but then
I've been thinking for a long time, and then I'm still not as what I want to do because I would like to start a nonprofit so that I can do these things.
Yeah.
And you know, with the nonprofit, I need to be organized.
Yeah.
And but then I can raise money or you know procure more money to do more things. So I've got big plans.
Yeah.
So yeah, you say you know you're looking at me like oh I'm doing something, but it's not even a fraction of what I think about doing the plans that I have. It's like oh my goodness, it's just I get so excited, but then it fizzles out.
So in my opinion that you didn't ask for, I'm good at that. But does it have anything to do with you have so many irons in the fire?
Mm.
Like you engage in so many things
mm-hmm.
that you can't organize
yes.
like that. So
yes.
maybe this is just a thought. And by the way, if you listen faithfully, you know that somewhere around episode 2 or 3, I suggested to Lakeisha that she should turn her phone off. Not necessarily turn it off, just silence it. Turn put your silencer on at a certain time at night so that it automatically turns on at a certain time in the morning. That way you're not pressed to answer that phone. Just put the electronics down at a certain point. You want to tell them what happened the very first time you turned your phone off?
Oh.
Listening to me?
Oh, okay.
Without going into anybody's business, but just.
Trying to think, what?
The emergency. where you were getting calls and couldn't answer, and it turned out somebody
where they actually ended
thought
up.
Somebody was in the hospital. And
oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so that morning I did turn it off.
The first time.
The very first time I tried it, and I had my phone not in the room with me. Mm-hmm. I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. And when I finally got to my phone, what I had missed calls, mm-hmm. a few missed calls, had a couple of text messages.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Now, mind you, I never told her not to be in the room with a phone. What I said was, put it on do not disturb around 9-10 o'clock at night. So you can get a good night's sleep without the phone buzzing, beeping. I also recommended taking the damn watch off while you sleep so you still don't feel it. And then instead of waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning so you can answer texts and phone calls that come in at 7, leave it on until 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, whatever, just so you can get a little bit of sleep in the morning and start your day when you're ready, not when other people are ready.
Yeah. I completely forgot all about that. Uh-huh. But yeah, it turned out to be not a big deal. But okay, what had happened was, old people. So my mom thought she was sending a text message to just me and my daughter. Because, you know, the three of us are this, you know, tight-knit thing. We let each other know when something's going on. She accidentally sent it to a family text with her siblings, all of them older people. And they were frantic because they thought she was in the hospital or something. And I read it wrong myself the first time. I thought she was with her friend. I thought she escorted her friend to the hospital. So I'm like, why are people blowing up my phone because she went with her friend? I read it again. It's like, oh, she's there. Her friend is with her. But yeah, so my aunt's calling me. My daughter's calling me. My mom's texting me. So now she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do all that. But I'm reading the text messages backwards. So I don't even know what's going on. It's like, oh. It's like, Natalie. The world will stop if I don't answer my phone.
And now it's hard for me to get her to do it again because that happened. No, I might miss an emergency. I'm breaking up stuff. I feel like I'm never going to get her to do it again.
Nope, never. Nope. Yeah. Never. But that was hilarious. I could not believe that. Just, yes, blew up.
The sky was falling. Trees were landed on houses. Cars were turning over in the driveways, all because your phone was on do not disturb.
Everything.
That's some shit.
Everything. The message of what it says, the lesson learned on that is don't listen to Natalie. She will lead you astray.
I will take you down the wrong path.
Oh, gosh. I have forgotten about that.
I did not. Oh, and it just took me this long to bring it up because I forgot to bring it up. But yes. I've been meaning to.
That's lessons learned. That's
lesson learned.
Lesson learned. Don't listen to Natalie.
And it's a shame because I'm always trying to give people advice. I'm always trying to tell people what they should and shouldn't do. Now you're going to make people think I'm no good at it.
Well.
I need to go back to church too. Speaking of
Oh, I went to church. But, well, I went to a church. I was helping out.
Standing?
You know what?
I'm still standing.
Yeah. But I went to help with something else. They were having a function and I thought I was just going to be in the, you know, back room doing the little thing they asked me to come to do, but they had a opening session and everybody had to sit in on it. Girl, when I tell you they was talking to me, I was like, God dang it. That's why I don't go to church. Yeah. Exactly, they always talking about me. Girl, if they had altar call out, I probably had to lay myself down. And I was like, why are you talking about me, pastor? You don't even know me
That's always how it is. When you haven't been in that building or whatever, if you haven't been in a long time, number one, when you walk in, everybody knows you haven't been there because they're all staring like, who's she? What's she got on? But also, the minute that pastor opens their mouth, it's like their eyes are burning holes in yours.
He kept looking over at me.
I guarantee you, he was just looking around the room. But you just
you know how they be saying, the Lord told me somebody needed this. They didn't say that, but I could feel like
the Lord told me Lakeisha.
Right. She gonna step up in here. And look, it wasn't even Sunday. It was Saturday. They were having some special event. Girl, I tell you, I was like, am I gonna have to come back to this church?
I really do though. My daughter, my youngest, she would love to go. Oldest, not so much. I think I drug her so much as a child, you know, when she was younger, that she's kind of like, but now, of course, she's old enough. I mean, I could technically, she's going on 17. I could still take her, obviously, make her go. But I don't want to force that on her. I feel like she's to where she can make decisions, you know?
Well, yeah, they said if you know what is it. Look, I don't know the Bible. Have you got a child where it should go or something? I don't know.
I don't know.
You have to plant that seed. But
the seed is planted.
Yeah, so
and that's all.
They'll
I
come
can
back.
Do.
Yeah, because when I was a kid, I don't know about you. We had all those sessions. Like you go for Sunday school, then you got Sunday service, then you come back Sunday night. Like yeah. You got Wednesday. Yeah. It's like, well, I need all of that.
Yeah.
And then I didn't go for a while, and then I went back.
Yeah.
And now I don't go again. But I've got a good foundation.
There was one church that I went to. I was a member. And what made me stop attending that church is the pastor said one day, I guess people were complaining because the sermons and the messages were repetitive.
Mm-hmm. Don't recycle.
Pretty much. Like you would hear it the first Sunday of March.
They
thought
you then
you'd hear it again the second Sunday in May. Be like, wait a minute. So I guess apparently people or a person, I don't know how that went down, but what made me stop going is when they came up on the podium and said, addressed it, that, you know, about recycling messages or whatever. And they said, what do I look like writing a new sermon every Sunday? And that was my last time at that church.
Mm.
Because that told me that you weren't in it.
Yeah.
Right.
What?
Right. And it's bad enough that some pastors get a bad rap because of other pastors mm-hmm. who made it bad. You know what I mean? one bad actor.
Oh, see, I don't know. I thought it was an apple.
I still think one bad apple spoils the whole bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was the last time I went to that church. And if I'm not mistaken, someone else we have in common stopped going to that church for somewhat of the same reason. So, and that was years after I stopped going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, bruh, lessons. Let me see. Do I have another?
So right now we're going to take a break. And you can like, share, follow, and subscribe.
Oh,
we
so
together.
So my piggybacking off of that lesson learned is I think we did an episode once we talked about like the butterfly effect,
mm-hmm.
you know, going back and changing things. And I always say, well, you know, it's pointless to do that because if I change this, you know, I won't have that. Because, you know, I always say I give it to my baby daddy, but then I wouldn't have
then
my baby.
Right.
So
right.
I can't do that. But one thing that came to me very recently is if I did have to do something or if I had the opportunity, I would hone in on a skill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we talked about the fact that, you know, I read the book talking about you need 10,000 hours. I was like, I'm not going to spend that much time.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, but you know, the time came and went. And
yep.
what did I do?
Yeah.
But I would love to master something. And it doesn't have to be something I would, you know, do for my career. I could, you know, be the best seamstress,
mm-hmm.
you know, because like now, I mean, I sew my crafts, but don't ask me to bring the sew clothes.
Right.
Like, that
right.
time I made my daughter the scrub top, I was like, just lean, you know, put one shoulder up, lean to the side.
Looking like
a little bit.
Looking like the Gordon Cottrell
right,
from the Cosby Show.
Yeah, I look like yeah, just
Denise made Theo that shirt.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, just gotta, you know, the way you stand is gonna be all right. But you know, even if like roller skating, oh my gosh, I tried that quite a few years back, but I was all, you know, much older and I'm in there trying to learn how to skate with kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was so tired of kids swinging by, knocking me down. I was like, that's it. I ain't doing it no more. I can't be breaking my hip out here.
They probably were like bullies. Just
right.
Like, come on, y'all. Let's
knock
let's
down grandma.
Faster,
let's
right?
knock down. And I was like, you know, things like that I would love. And like, I love to bake. But
yeah.
just think, had I started really understanding the concept mm-hmm. of food back then as a kid. So yeah, I would definitely want to hone in on a skill.
Yeah, I'm with you on that 1,000%. Because cuteness can only take you so far. Apparently, it's not working in my favor right now. But yeah, you're that whole 10,000 hours thing, when you look back and think, like, what I've wasted 10,000 hours on.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, I could have been a master carpenter.
Carpenter, girl, don't play. They make money. Yeah. Like that joke about the carpenters, like, you come in, you got a squeaky floor or whatever. And what is it, like, cost $100 and they nail in a nail or something. And it's like, all, you know, cost me that.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it was like $1 for the nail, $99 and nowhere to put it.
Yep.
So yeah, though, and that's another thing. Don't, like I said, we talked about those jobs that we want to have. I ain't sleeping on no job, because some of these people, it's a special skill. Like the guy, the HVAC. You know,
they're,
it's like
mechanics.
It's like, yeah, because, you know, they plumbers tell you it's going to cost you $500 to get the thing done. The part costs $100. It's like what? That's but if you don't have that skill.
Yeah.
So, like I said, don't, some of those jobs. Yeah.
And parents, please, please, I'm not saying don't encourage your children. I think I may have said this in a podcast before. Every child cannot be a rapper, a football player, a basketball player, or a baseball player. So please give your children realistic dreams. Absolutely okay to work towards that. Please have something to fall back on when the NFL does not call Batronice Evans to the, you know what I'm saying? Like because they don't call
Batronice.
Your...
Batronice Evans!
I was trying to say a name that was nowhere related to
anyone I knew.
Yeah, so people didn't think I was talking about them.
Oh, they talk about my baby.
Right. I think that we as parents, obviously we want the best for our children, but my daughter wants to be a singer. I'm like, but you can't sing though. I mean, I'm not gonna. You sound fine in the house,
in the shower. You're
right,
the best.
Girl. You are blowing. But no, that you're not gonna get a recording contract.
But now, do you think you would pay for singing lessons?
If I thought there was a talent there,
and I mean, it's
yes,
okay,
but
being realistic, right?
Being realistic, and I've said this about being a gymnast. A gymnast, that is a natural born talent. It's a natural born skill. I can teach you how to do a cartwheel. I may be even be able to teach you at some point to do a back handspring if you're that flexible. What I can't do is teach you how to get on a balance beam that's 4 feet up and 4 inches wide and do a round off back tuck. I can't teach you to get on, you know, the floor and do a round off back handspring back tuck to a double. Like those kind of things cannot be taught. You have to have a gift and have someone to exactly.
Okay.
Singing, same way. You cannot be a Whitney Houston. Now on the same token, look at Britney Spears. She can't hold a fucking tune. Sorry, Britney Spears people. Love her too, but she can't sing. However, mad popular because she had the tools to get her to where she needed to be. So, I mean, I guess saying that, no, you can't be a singer maybe is not the right thing to say. And especially now with YouTube and TikTok, you can kind of sort of be anything you want to be. So if you're going to encourage your kid, I guess encourage them to be a damn influencer. But I just feel like realistically, Britney Spears was one in a million.
Yeah, don't put all your eggs in one basket, I guess.
Exactly.
Because I'm thinking about taking singing lessons.
Get it, girl. Take that.
Because that's another joke my daughter and I have. It's like, you know, because she loves to sing. Mm-hmm. Can't sing lessons. Girl, your mama did not pay for singing lessons. She did not. But, you know, hey, but she can have fun with it. She's got other skills and
she
talents.
She can, but I don't want that to make that.
Right,
her,
that if I can't sing, then life
then
isn't
I don't
worth
do
living.
Anything.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's all if I can't
yes,
be a singer.
Yes,
if I can be a famous singer.
Right.
But also, you talked about one time before, it's like, okay, so now you take responsibility. So your mama didn't pay for singing lessons. If you really want to sing, you're an adult now.
Yeah.
Pay for singing lessons.
Now, I will tell you the one thing that I would actually put all my money towards is for her to have acting lessons. When I tell you that my daughter is a natural, everybody says it. Like, is she in some kind of, but she doesn't want to do it. And I don't want to throw money into it. Right. If you're going to half-ass it.
Yep.
But I truly believe that she should be in some type of performing arts high school. I'm not joking. I'm not this kid. Yo, she is amazeballs.
So, but you know, maybe later on down the line, she may decide. Because actually, one of the kids is doing this little thing at the library, but they're doing like improv. It was called a drama workshop. They're doing improv. She kind of likes it. But then the boy, the little boy, he's going to be doing that because in homeschool, they have a co-op. And that's one, improv is one of the classes they're going to be doing. I know. And I did improv before. So maybe he and I can, you know, throw some things back and forth.
I know. And I loved it.
And who, oh gosh.
I thought about it. Like, I actually thought about it. I think I would be okay at it.
Yeah. I you know, it terrified me.
Yeah.
It terrified
me.
But you know, but also you never know what you might like. So I always try to get the kids involved in anything they show a little interest in. And then if they decide they really like it, you know, so like, I'm not going to spend a whole bunch of money in the beginning. You don't know what you want to do, but you know, like the skating lessons, like, I'll get you a few lessons here and there. If it's something you think you're interested in, we can go further. Like I said, the little improv or acting, you know, if it's something that you show an interest in that I know if I put this money in it, you're going to continue to want to do it, then yeah, I'm all about that. Cause I feel that's one thing I missed out on too, was not having exposure to some things to decide, you know, when I was younger, oh, this is something I might want to try.
And back in our day when we were coming up, that just wasn't the thing for parents to do.
Oh no, no, you got to get you a real job. You're not going to be doing this food. Foolishness, you go to school for something real. It's like none of these other things were possibilities. You got to get a good job. So, but yeah, luckily that's changed. That, you know, I think people are more flexible with their kids, but at the same time, like, don't be ridiculous. You know? Yeah, give them some guidance and help shape them.
Yeah,
but keep it realistic as well.
And again, I'm not saying like not to train for football. And I'm not saying, you know, don't go to college and play football. And, and that's not what I'm saying, because you could be that one in a million that they pick out. And if you're not honing in on your skills, you're not going to be ready for that opportunity. So, yes, absolutely. I'm just saying, don't make your kid think that
if they don't get that, then they're not worth it.
They're not worth it.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, no, no, no. You could be the best coach, you know, at the high school, you know, because there's some like these people who did go to the NFL, they're coming back thanking their coaches or they're taking them with them. Or, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you never know what your calling is going to be.
Yeah.
What role you may play.
You don't know what the higher power has for you.
So the lessons learned is to learn a lesson. So. You got that. No, I tell you a good lesson. I want to say surround yourself with the right people, because you are, how to say, you are a combination of the five people you spend most time with.
Oh, have
you heard something like that?
No.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking it's a good thing that you have other people you hang around with besides just me.
But I don't spend a lot of time, so I don't know who, like.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time with a lot of people.
Well, we'll be together on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, we are.
With one of our other future guests.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. So at least we surround ourselves with interesting people.
Right.
I can definitely say that.
Right. I'm going to make sure she smokes before she comes.
You don't have to make sure.
Right. You don't have to make sure.
That is a given for sure.
A given. Well, I think this was like, I loved this season. Like, I completely 1000% love this season. I love that we were able to do this together. I love that we were able to just kind of come in and just fuck off for a little while. Like, that's what I felt like. It felt so regular to me that it didn't feel like work. That aspect of everything else is work. But the talking part, that's the easy part. But yeah, I'm so glad it's me and you.
Yeah, me too.
Pretty dope.
That's the bestest.
I concur. Well, on that note, let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up. But we still want people to like, follow, share, subscribe, call, write.
Text, write, smoke signals.
Carry pigeons.
We still want our kickball league to pop off.
Yes.
I don't know how else to start that. Like, I don't know how else to start a kickball league. You know who I'm going to ask? I know exactly who I'm going to ask. He owns two gyms. I'm going to ask him.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I'm going to ask him if maybe he knows people. They're all athletic and shit. They want to, it's more exercise, ain't it?
Oh, I was saying a geriatric league.
I mean, they're
last thing here. What? Let me tell you about now I can't even talk. Okay.
I saw that hand snap.
I know. I'm like, oh, gosh. Okay. So I don't know if you saw my Facebook, because I know you don't like social media, but I went to the thrift store, as a matter of fact. I went to the thrift store and I
love a good thrift store.
I know I love thrift store. I can't shop for clothes there, but I go straight to the back for crafts or whatever. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I, you know, went to go pay for my stuff and hold on, let me back up. You know, we're what we say, women of a certain age.
Yes.
But we still look, we look good. You Absolutely. Know, I go out with my daughter, people are like, oh, is that your sister?
Right.
So I was a little, you know, offended when they stopped carding me at the liquor store. I'm just gonna say, I was a little hurt. I demanded that he card me. So this is quite a few years ago. So I go to the thrift store the other day, and the lady was like, oh, you know, are you gonna get a user discount today or something? I was like, oh, you have a military discount? I go to pull out my ID. She was like, no, seniors.
Oh my God.
If I didn't want that stuff, I would have left it right there on the counter. And walked out. I was appalled.
Oh my God.
Like, ma'am.
Girl, I just signed up for AARP the other day.
Well, AARP, you get that at like 50. You don't have to, So I mean, I had my card.
Yeah.
But because my husband was laughing. I mean, I was laughing at my husband when he got his. He was like, oh, are you old? But no, but that's one thing. They mail it to you based on your Do I look like I need a senior?
No, ma'am, not even close. That was somebody being an asshole.
Right. I pluck her right in the head.
That was literally somebody being an asshole.
And then I turn around and say, the geriatric league for the
And then we get on here and talk about how old we feel sometimes. The way my knees or my thighs work.
Right. But I tell you what, if you ever offer me another senior's discount, ma'am, we coming to blows.
Word up.
Coming Word to blows. Up. And hope I don't throw out my hip fighting you.
With your old ass.
I get a discount when I say I want my discount.
Oh, shit. That's right. Me. That's right. It has to be on your terms.
That's right.
Your terms.
Dang it.
Let them like, call you old. Next time, take your walking stick and piece of paper.
God dang it.
Oh, shit.
Oh gosh. Right, so on that note.
I'm done.
All right. Until next time.
God bless y'all.
What's up, party people? This is the point in time where we need you to like, share, follow, and subscribe.